Welcome to Money Talks, daily bite-sized money tips brought to you by me, Paul Merriman from Ask Paul. Every day I'm going to bring you a brand new series of tips to make money easy. Hi and welcome to today's episode of Money Talks. Today I want to have a chat with you about how you should be looking at your personal finances like you're in business. Let's start with an example. Let's say I was to stand at the end of Grafton Street in Dublin City Centre and I was asked 100 people, what would they do if they are a struggling business? So they were a business that was a good business, but struggling. What would they all recommend? What would you recommend, actually? Most people, I think, would say to cut your costs and increase your sales. That's generally how businesses survive. A business needs to be profitable in order to be successful. And they have to have low costs and high sales to achieve that. And it's the exact same when it comes to you and your money. You need to think about your money like a business. Now, obviously, I don't know everybody's personal circumstances that's listening to this episode, but let's run a couple of examples. Let's just say we're a married couple or a couple cohabitate. You don't need to be married. Let's say a couple with a couple of kids. That couple are technically managing director and CFO, chief financial officers, of their own destiny. They need to communicate about money. I run a few different businesses. If I didn't speak to my legal team, my accountants, my tax advisors on a quarterly basis, the business wouldn't be successful. I'm not asking people to sit down once a quarter with each other and chat about money. Once a year is probably sufficient enough. But I'm just drawing the lines of parallel between the both situations. If you have a household, and again, whether you're single or whether you're in a couple or whether you have kids, you need to think about yourself like a business. You need to be profitable. To be profitable, you have to have more money coming in than more money going out. It's that simple. If you're a business and you have too much overheads and you haven't got enough sales, you're going to be difficulty. If you're a business that's carrying too much debt and not enough income coming in, you're going to run into difficulties, go into liquidation and close down eventually. And it's going to be an absolute shitstorm. And you don't want that for your personal finances. So what do? We think of ourselves like a business. So back to the couple of my example, we're going to think about them as CFO and MD. Now, what does a good company have? We've got advisors. We talk about money and we plan. We have a budget. We know what tax we're paying. Businesses are great at claiming tax back, but personal people don't do it that often. So you need to get into that frame of mind, sit down and think about your money. But probably the biggest thing you need to do is maybe communicate a little bit more regular and better when it comes to finances. So when you're a business, what does it look like when you cut your costs? Well, every business will probably go once or twice a year and have a look at their energy providers. And I talked about this in my previous episode when we talked about switching your accounts to save money and become more efficient. And this is the exact same for everything in your household. It's the exact same for businesses. Businesses do this all the time because they want to keep their costs really low. The other thing they do in a business is try and increase their sales as much as possible. And you need to do the same. So can you work more overtime? Now, not saying you have to do this completely through your life, but if you're in debt and you want to get out of debt quickly, can you increase your sales by increasing your overtime? Can you work more hours? Can you work more shifts? Do you have a hobby that you could make money from? Were you really good in English or math in school? Can you do grinds online? Can you teach the guitar? Can you teach people how to sing or dance? Anything that you can do to earn an income if you're in a situation where you're carrying too much personal debt is obviously going to be better for your household. Or are you planning to save for your first mortgage together, your first house together? It's a big ask these days. So therefore, increasing your sales and decreasing your costs is the logical thing to do. Now, the other thing that a company has is employees. If you have kids, they're like employees. They cost an awful lot of money. Now, I'm not mentioning making the kids redundant or getting rid of the kids. That's probably not the best thing to do. But again, look at how much your employees or your kids cost. Are you planning for the cost efficiently? I'm always surprised when people say to me, it's a really tough month. You know, school is coming up in September and the kid is 10. The kid's been in school for the last 6 years. It's the same thing that's happened for the last 6 years. And it's definitely going to happen for the next 6 to 8 years, if not longer with college. So if you know you have costs coming up, like a business, plan for them. Again, Christmas. I'm struggling for Christmas this year. Yeah, you've known about Christmas for the last 12 months. Put a plan in place, like a business would. If a business knows it had a big expense coming up, they'd plan for it. So I'm not trying to be patronizing when I'm talking about this. I'm really trying to try and add value here and get you to think differently about your money and to talk about your money and plan your money. And the best way to do that is to think of your personal finances like a business. So remember, guys, please mention this podcast to family and friends if you're getting value from it and if it's helping you change your mind and change your mindset really when it comes to your money. Cheers and have a good day.